I think it's going to be insane. We've obviously got the chance to experience a couple of matches so far. I was at Ivory Coast, Portugal. I was at the game yesterday between Switzerland and Chile. Great atmosphere in the stands for both of those games. 37,000 for Portugal, 34,000 for the Swiss game. But we've been told, ahead of England, Slovenia, I think they're going to be 30,000 England supporters alone. That's over and above the other supporters that are going to be in our stadium, which seats 48,000. So hopefully we're going to get near a sellout for the first time in the World Cup at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium.
So I guess a lot of England fans have come here direct from Cape Town. Some of them have driven down, some of them have taken flights. How does this place differ, or how is it similar to Cape Town?
I think it's similar for one reason only, and that's because we're next to the ocean. It is such a different city. Travelling in Port Elizabeth is an absolute breeze compared to trying to get around that mountain in Cape Town. I love going there on holiday, but certainly very happy to live in Port Elizabeth. Our population is a lot less as well than Cape Town, and I'm sure the England supporters will find that it's a wonderfully easy place to get around, and that they'll enjoy the hospitality of the people in this area. And we are known as the friendly city, and on a day like today, the windy city.
And how has Port Elizabeth taken to this World Cup? I mean, how big has it been here?
I would put myself out on a limb and say it has been slow compared to other cities. You see the photographs of the flags along the highway all the way up to the O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg. We haven't been on the same scale as Cape Town, as Joburg, which is understandable given the size of the city. But I think in terms of the public at large, we've really got behind it. In the last 2 weeks before the World Cup started, suddenly you started seeing everyone with the little flags flying from their cars, the South African flag mirrors, and the Zakumi dolls flying off the shelves in the shops. So it took a while, but it finally did arrive.
And what's your gut feeling over tomorrow's game? I mean, England, they can go through with a draw, a bit risky, but really it's a must win. How do you see it going?
I'd have to say that I can't see England not picking themselves off from their bootstraps. I mean, the quality of the players that you've got in that team. And with all due respect to Slovenia, I think when the chips are on the line, this is the time for England to deliver. I'd be very surprised if they don't.